This is the Clinical Pharmacology Podcast with Nathan Tuescher, where I discuss clinical pharmacology and pharmacometrics topics from the perspective of drug development scientists. In my last episode, I made an announcement about a project that I've been working on for almost a year. I'm really excited about it, and I wanted to share it with my audience in more detail today. I want to give you a little bit of history about how the project started, where we are now, and what our future plans are, and how you can get involved. You know, I have to say, when I released the podcast and made the announcement about Apellos NCA at my last episode right before the ASCPT conference in Colorado, I expected a little bit of feedback and interest in it, and I was simply amazed at this great audience and how many people really responded to that. So I attended the ASCPT conference in Colorado, intending to meet a few people there, speak about Apellos NCA to maybe four or five people, and enjoy the conference. I actually only made it to, I think, three conference sessions the entire time I was at the conference, because I was always speaking with somebody about Apellos NCA, how it works, why I developed it, and what it's going to do. So I'm just really thrilled and excited about all the interest that this is, that has come up in this. It suggests to me that I'm on the right track and that I'm developing something that people really want. So I'm just going to take this episode and explain more about it and let you know how you can get involved and take a look at it. So a little bit of background. I have always been interested in the fusion of biological science and technology. As an undergraduate student, I became involved with Dr. Scott Zimmerman at Brigham Young University performing simulations of gas chromatography using cyclodextrins, and we were using a Silicon Graphics workstation. It was the biggest monitor I had ever seen in my life at that time. Then my first project as a graduate student at the University of Michigan in 1997 was to develop a computer-based pharmacokinetic training tool that was eventually recognized by the Smithsonian. I developed and published a mobile app that performed simple PK calculations, which was later sold to Certara. And then I even led and became the development lead for the Phoenix Winlon Lin and Phoenix NLME software team at Certara. So this doesn't even mention the various internal projects that I led or contributed to that leverage computer technology to advanced work in clinical pharmacology and pharmacometrics. So after I left Certara in May of 2023, I decided to explore a new project related to the calculation of PK parameters using non-compartmental analysis, or NCA. PK parameter calculations using NCA is one of the most common analytical activities related to our discipline. It is used in animal studies during drug discovery, toxicology studies, first-in-human studies, and even in later-stage clinical studies. In essence, as soon as you have a drug product that you want to test in an animal or human, you need the ability to perform NCA. There are many software products that are available to calculate PK parameters using NCA. However, none of them seem to take advantage of today's technology. For example, there are many solutions based on coding languages. There are R packages, SAS programs, and Python scripts that can calculate PK parameters. These are very useful if you already have knowledge of that specific programming language. But most scientists who need to generate and evaluate PK parameters are not expert programmers. So to use these packages, one has to dedicate him or herself to learning the programming language, or they have to search for other options. These packages generally do not have any licensing fees associated with them, but there are significant hidden costs in the time needed to learn how to use them, and then decoding the specific outputs, or worse, trying to generate a parameter or value that the package doesn't create for you. In most cases, the packages are tailored to the specific needs of one developer, and any additional parameters or corrections require collaboration with that developer, who may or may not be very responsive. The second option is to use a desktop application such as Phoenix Winlon Lin or PK Analytics. These are the two current PKNCA applications that I'm aware of. Maybe there might be some others, but these are the ones that I'm most familiar with. So both of these software packages are built by reputable companies. Certara makes Phoenix Wind on Lin, and Simulations Plus and Monolix are now do PK Analix. But they have a lot of attractive features, but there's downsides. Phoenix only runs on a Windows computer. If you use a Mac or if you use a Linux, out of luck. You got to use a virtual computer. PK Analix runs on Windows, Linux, or Mac OS. Each of these is a true desktop software that requires user inputs at various stages. Users have to open the software, import data, pass it along to a plotting engine, define settings for analysis, define settings for the plots, customize the output, and more. Both of these packages offer basic plotting functionality, calculation of PK parameters using NCA, creation of tabular outputs, basic compartmental modeling functionality, performing statistical comparisons, and then exporting results to documents for further reporting. This flexibility is advantageous, but it comes with some hidden costs. Each uses a proprietary file format that is not human readable. Both software packages have been known to crash frequently. In fact, Phoenix is very well known for issues with corrupting project files and crashing. I'm guessing most of you are rolling your eyes because you've experienced this before. And conducting an analysis with either of these software packages requires several hours of time, even for a simple analysis. Because of the numerous screens and settings, quality control requires time from another knowledgeable user and can't really be automated. PK Analix does offer some script-based solutions through an API with R. However, that puts you back into working with a programming language. So essentially, R is making a call to the desktop application to run and then generating results. So all of this costs you money with annual license fees that can be as high as $10,000 or even $15,000 per user per year just to do NCA analyses. There is a third option, but it's probably not very attractive. You can build your own calculator using Excel or your own programming language, something else. This is feasible. It's possible to do this, and some people have done it, but it can be very time-consuming to create, and the QC burden will be very high. In addition, if you're using it for regulatory work, there's a validation burden. So you have to demonstrate that your product is validated and that it calculates the correct numbers when you put data into it. Some companies have built their own calculation systems. So I'm not 100% sure, but I think Pfizer, for example, has developed an R-based system to analyze their data automatically in some cases. Maybe other companies have done a similar thing, but most companies don't have the resources to do that. And even if you're in a large company, what happens when the champion for that internal system leaves? Or maybe they retire. Who's going to maintain it? Who's going to validate it? Who's going to update that custom solution for you? So knowing all of this, I had an idea for a new way to calculate PK parameters using NCA. I wanted to create a calculation engine that could be accessed via many different routes. What if the same calculation engine could be accessed through a website, a desktop application, or even programming languages like R or SAS? That would mean that individuals that enjoy using a desktop application could continue to do that. But others that wanted a cloud-based solution accessible to a distributed team around the world, they could have that too. And imagine the automation possibilities if the same engine is accessible from standard programming languages like R and SAS that you can use from your computer. So while I had this idea, I wasn't quite sure how to make it into a real product. So I reached out to my co-founder and former colleague, Eric Wilson, and I described the idea to him. So Eric is an expert software developer with deep experience in cloud-based solutions. In fact, he spent a lot of time working at Amazon Web Services doing client development work and helping clients implement solutions in the cloud. So Eric with and I worked together, and Eric came up with the architecture and design for the application that we now call Aplos NCA. And so for almost 12 months, we've been working hard to bring this to all of you. So we formed a company, we acquired investments, we developed code, we designed features, we created test cases, and we built several prototypes. I even had meetings with some of you and showed you what we had, and I listened to your advice and suggestions and honestly, some of your complaints about, well, that doesn't look very good. Then we got back to work and we implemented those changes. So what is Aplos NCA? Simply, it is a lightning fast pharmacokinetic analysis and reporting tool. It is 100% cloud-based, does not require any coding expertise, does not require you to install any software on your computer. It meets or exceeds security criteria for non-clinical and clinical data, has built-in version controls and audit trails, and it functions as an API or application programming interface, which is a fancy way of saying you interact with Aplos NCA by asking specific questions and then getting a response. So let me explain how it works. There's three simple steps required to perform an analysis with Aplos NCA. First, you upload your data using secure encrypted methods. We use the same encryption methods used to transmit financial data across the internet. The data is encrypted when in transit, and we also encrypt it when it's in storage within the system. The required data format is consistent with the SDTM ADPC format, but it's flexible enough to accommodate much simpler data structures that you might use for quick and dirty analyses or non-clinical analyses. In essence, the data must include a subject identifier, a time variable, and a concentration variable. Grouping variables are also supported, and other variables like dose and route of administration can be defined if needed. Second, you define the analysis configuration using a single text file. This configuration file can be created using a user interface or directly typing it into a text editor. The configuration is a human-readable JSON format and is retained with the analysis for future review. This configuration includes the route of administration, dosing frequency, units, definition of required columns, terminal elimination rate constant selection rules, and any metadata that you would like to add to the analysis. Metadata might include project codes, study numbers, compound identifiers, and more. You can add as much or as little metadata that you want to each analysis. The metadata can be used later when you're searching for analysis results amongst all the analyses you've completed. Third, you submit the analysis configuration file along with the dataset identifier for execution of the NCA parameter calculations. When the analysis is complete, you download a zip package with all of the results in a standardized format. I'll describe all the results in a minute, but that's it. Three steps and you're done. It takes a few seconds to upload your dataset. Creation of the configuration can take 30 seconds with the web-based user interface that we've developed. And then the calculation engine requires less than 2 minutes to perform even the biggest analysis that you might have. So in less than 3 minutes, you can have a complete NCA PK analysis. The actual runtime for calculation and output generation is about 1 second for each unique PK profile. So a 24-subject phase one study with single doses will be done in less than 30 seconds. A huge 100-subject dose escalation study, that'll take you about a minute and a half. So basically, you can finish your PK analysis faster than you can microwave your lunch. So fast analysis is great, but what do you get? Our goal at Aplos Analytics was to give you everything you might need in one analysis, so you don't have to go back and run another analysis. Let me list off what you get. Now, what's going to be funny is it might take me 5 minutes to describe everything you're going to get, but it only takes 30 seconds to generate it. So first, you're going to get PK parameters calculated for each unique profile. This includes parameters calculated using both linear trapezoidal method and the linear up log down trapezoidal method for AUC. And when I say not just the AUC, any parameter related to the AUC, such as clearance, that will also be calculated using the linear trapezoidal AUC as well as the linear up log down. You'll get a listing of all PK parameters by subject and grouping variable in a CSV file and in HTML format. You'll get a summary of all PK parameters by any and all grouping variables in a CSV file and HTML format. So if you put sex in as a grouping variable, you'll get a summary of all subjects. Then you'll get a summary of the males and a summary of the females. You get three plots for each unique PK profile. These are a plot of the observed data versus time on linear scale, the same plot on semi-log y-axis, and then, it's a logarithmic y-axis or a semi-log plot. And then finally, a semi-log plot with the observed data and the best fit terminal slope predictions. So three plots for every single individual profile. If you have three treatments for 10 subjects, that means you would have 30 unique profiles. 3 times 10 is 30. And then you get three plots of each. That would be 90 individual plots. You'll get a summary concentration time plot with the mean and standard deviation by any and all grouping variables in both linear and semi-log format. The summary plots will have mean and standard deviation, but they'll also include individual profiles in a lightened gray so that they kind of look like they're in the background. You'll also get multiple terminal elimination rate constants calculated for each individual subject and all associated PK parameters for each rate constant estimate in a CSV file. So for a single profile, you may get 10 to 12 different sets of PK parameters for each unique terminal elimination rate constant. I'll talk about the method that we use in a couple minutes. And finally, if that wasn't enough, you get a technical report in PDF format that includes the information about when the analysis was conducted, the name of the input file, the user that performed the analysis, the time that it was conducted, the version of the engine, the calculation engine that was used, and it will also include all of the configuration settings used in the analysis. And then after that, it includes all of the tabular and graphical outputs that I just described in a PDF document. In essence, you get a full technical PK report that can be the appendix of your PK report that you can either support a preclinical data analysis or even a clinical study report. Okay, so that didn't take 5 minutes. I think it took me about 3.5 minutes to describe everything that you can get in just seconds from doing the analysis. So you get all of that and it finishes in about 1 second per profile. So not only do you get the results fast, you have about 90% of what you need without lifting another finger. The idea was to eliminate the need to perform any post-processing for the PK parameter calculations. Depending on your analysis, you may need to calculate things like relative bioavailability or dose proportionality. There's standard tools that are available to do that. Maybe you want to create a custom plot or table to highlight your key results. So maybe you want to plot AUC versus dose, or Cmax versus dose, or Cmax versus formulation in a box plot. You can still do that. You have all the information. You could use GraphPad Prism. You could use Excel. You could use R. You could pull it into Phoenix and use Phoenix if you wanted to do that. But basically, you can choose the tool that you want for that customization. But 90% of what you need to put in the appendix for your report is already done for you. So you can focus on the 1 or 2 or 5 key things that are going to give the take-home message for this analysis. So let me explain the terminal elimination rate constant methodology. Every software package that I've used for PK analysis whether it's script-based or if it is a package like PK Analytics or Phoenix Wind on Lin, it calculates a single, quote, best fit terminal rate constant using a rule set provided during the analysis. So Apple's NCA does something a little different. And we do it different because we can and because it's so fast. So what we do is we calculate what I consider a complete set of terminal elimination rate constant values using a standard algorithm. We start with the last three time points, then the last four, then the last five, and so on until we get to the T-max. Then we drop the final observed concentration and we repeat the process all the way back to T-max. So for each terminal rate constant, we calculate every single parameter, PK parameter, associated with that rate constant. So we'll calculate the R squared, the adjusted R squared, we'll calculate the span, we'll calculate the half-life, we'll calculate the clearance, we'll calculate the AUC infinity if it's a single dose. You get the point. Every single PK parameter that depends on KEL, we calculate for every KEL that we calculate. We group them together so you know which KEL goes with which PK parameters. So that way, after the analysis is done, maybe you had a best fit, but you don't really like that terminal elimination rate constant for one reason or another. You don't have to rerun the analysis, just pull in the new values and re-summarize with your new best fit parameter. The analysis results and the data set are stored with a linked unique identifier, and there is a full audit trail on when each file was created. There is no way to change the results or overwrite them. If you want to reanalyze a data set, so let's say you found something in the configuration that was inaccurate and you need to correct it, just update the configuration, send it in again, and reference the same original data set, and you'll get a new analysis ID, and that analysis ID will link the data to those results. And so any analysis will be tied directly to some specific input data set and the configuration. So how do you do QC, and how you do QC on the analysis is really simple now, because there's only two things. You have the input data set and then you have the configuration settings. That's it. You could actually create a tool to analyze the configuration to ensure that it meets your company standards and the project requirements. So the configurations, it's a human readable text file. So you can have anything that processes text files that could actually do that. I mean, heck, you could go to ChatGPT and write up ask ChatGPT to analyze it to make sure it does this, that, or the other, given the instructions on how the API works. So you don't have to open the software. You don't have to check numerous screens to make sure that this box is checked or that that option is selected. You don't have to have template files or anything in the software. So QC can really be done in maybe a minute or two for nearly every project. This also creates an opportunity for automation that can really free up our human capital across your organizations. One of the biggest challenges I see in pharmacokinetics and clinical pharmacology and even pharmacometrics is the lack of trained individuals to interpret results and consult with clients or within the company to consult with partners. We spend so much of our time calculating the PK parameters with software that we have today that we don't have the time to interpret that or to explain it to others or to help people understand, hey, if we design the trial a little bit differently, maybe we can get the results we need to address that question from a regulatory agency. So this tool, Aplos NCA, can give you the ability to analyze data so fast that you are no longer a data analyst, you're a data interpreter. So your data can be analyzed so fast, it could be involved in dose escalation decisions. Essentially, minutes after the bioanalytical data is done, you'll have your PK parameters to know whether you've exceeded targets for AUC and Cmax. You don't have to wait 2 weeks anymore or 7 days or even 3 days. It'll take you 30 seconds. You can spend more time discussing results with your development team, and it could automate delivery of results directly from a bioanalytical team to development teams. So if you're in bioanalysis and you have a LIMS system, just connect your LIMS system to Aplos NCA and generate the NCA parameters right there. You could provide the concentration data and the PK parameters at the same time. Okay, so as you can tell, I'm really excited about this. I think this is a great tool and I'm excited to be using it, but I want all of you to try Aplos NCA for yourself and see why I'm so excited. So starting on May 6th in 2024, we'll be starting what we're calling our early access program. So during this program, we will be providing free access to Aplos NCA tool so you can experience it for yourself. So each user will get an individual account, and each week we'll send you some sample data sets with instructions on how to run the analysis and how to use the tool. At the end of the week, we'll provide a questionnaire in which we seek your feedback to understand what you liked about the tool, what worked well, and where you might have had a difficulty or where it gave you an error, you were unsure what to do. That feedback is going to help us refine and redesign our tools. But during the week, you can analyze anything that you want. You can run unlimited analysis through the tool using your own data, or you could use simulated data, whatever you want. So you'll get access to our web-based submission portal. We'll give you sample code on how you can run an analysis using R or Python or SAS. And we're going to give you the ability to communicate with our software development team to really influence future development activities. So if you would like this free access and be a part of this early access program, it is open to everybody. All you have to do is visit our website and enter your contact information in the contact us page. So visit aplosanalytics.com and go to the contact us page and fill out the form. So again, that's Aplos, A-P-L-O-S, Analytics, A-N-A-L-Y-T-I-C-S.com. So we'll send you an email with the details on the program in the coming weeks. Participation is completely free, and you'll have full access to Aplos NCA for individual use. A link to sign up is going to be in the show notes as well, if you'd rather do that. So Aplos NCA will be ready for subscriptions in June of this year and will support analysis and reporting of data following IV bolus administration, IV infusion, extravascular administration, all single dose, and steady state. We'll be working on adding the ability to perform analysis of sparse data shortly after we launch. This would include animal studies in which full profiles cannot be obtained from a single animal, so you have multiple animals at each time point, and then analyze the mean profile across all animals. We'll also be adding functionality to improve input data visualization and post-processing of NCA PK parameters, and we hope to add functionality suggested by you in the early access program. So I really want to thank the team here at Aplos Analytics for their hard work in developing this amazing Aplos NCA tool. And I wanted to thank you, the listeners, for allowing me to share this with you. This is the first time I've really talked about another business that I have, and I know it's self-promotion, but I appreciate you listening to me. And I really think this could be a valuable asset for you in your work. So I hope that you sign up at our website to participate in our early access program. And I hope that Aplos NCA can really become a part of your analysis tool set. For more information, please connect with me on LinkedIn. Send me an email to nathan@tushersolutions.com or sign up for my newsletter at tushersolutions.com/newsletter. The newsletter is a copy of the show notes sent to your email each time an episode is released. Also, please subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to the show. Thank you.